If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
I know this is a conversation that certainly sparked a lot of debate and reaction yesterday about the National Consumer Commission on why they've decided to investigate the Fly Safair overbooking case. And we're joined now by Prudence Muyilwa, who's Head of Complaints and Investigations at the National Consumer Commission. A very good evening to you, Prudence. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Let's just take it from the jump start. How did the National Consumer Commission come to a position where they've taken the decision to investigate this? Was it through a formal complaint or because of what you were seeing on the public platforms?
Yeah, it's because of the latter. The Consumer Commission has a responsibility to monitor consumer markets. And to that end, we did pick up the issue regarding the Fly Safair practices of overbooking and overselling of tickets. And we monitor the consumer market in terms of Section 99 of the Consumer Protection Act. The Commission also has powers to initiate a complaint following any other practice that we pick up in the consumer space in order to ensure consumer protection and to test the provisions, to test various practices against compliance with the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act.
Okay. So that is the basis of your investigation. So can you give us the terms? What exactly are you looking into and what is the scope?
So we are looking at the practice of overbooking and overselling in the main, but we are also looking at various provisions of the CPA that have general principles around, the supplier's conduct when concluding transactions with the consumer with consumers in all industries. So in this regard, we're looking at Section 19 of the Consumer Protection Act, wherein it is actually a general condition that whenever suppliers take consideration from consumers, they must have the intention to providing the service that the consumers have bought into. So that's also the basis in terms of that general provision. Also, other provisions around unfair contract terms and the obligations of suppliers to draw to the attention of consumers, terms and conditions that might affect them in a negative way. And also, I think within the provisions, the specific provisions of overbooking and overselling, it is envisaged that it would be an anomaly for oversubscription. Where it's something that either falls outside the supplier's control, wherein certain redress is also provided for in terms of Section 47. Be that as it may, it also provides just in terms of the recourse that should be provided to the consumer. So we want to just look at the practices around this by Fly Safair to look at just how they have been making decisions around overbooking, what they consider, also to look at the issue of oversubscription, not oversubscription, wherein the consumers do not show. The no-show, we also picked it up that it has also been discussed. Just, the issue of how they then work around balancing the act, where they make decisions that there is a possibility of a no-show vis-a-vis the oversubscription, and where these decisions are made and what do they consider, and in that context, do they take into consideration the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act?
So in this case, obviously, Fly Safair is the one in question because of this incident, but they have called on you to broaden the investigation to look at overbooking practices in other airlines operating in the country. Is that something that you are willing to do, thinking of doing?
Yeah, I've said this before. Companies have every right to make suggestions on how things should be done. But the Consumer Commission is led by the information that is in front of it. Obviously, consumers have a right to lodge complaints against other airlines if they are of the view that they've experienced the same thing. And also, even through this investigation of Fly Safair, nothing stops other industry players that might be doing the same thing to also, take a leaf from the practices to also, look at their policies. I think at the end of the day, if there is general improvement, then I think it's a win for all consumers. But currently, in terms of our processes, we are looking at the conduct of FlySafair with a view of looking at their practice in particular. So it's very important so that we don't dilute this investigation by saying, look at everybody else. It's almost like when, there's a contravention of any kind in the law, when you are maybe suspected of doing something wrong and you say, hey, don't just look at me, look at everybody else. So it's that kind of approach that we're taking.
So would that suggest that there would be a difference in application of the law, because all of these airlines are saying that it's common practice, it's international best practice, there's nothing wrong with it. So is there a suggestion from what you're saying that some of these airlines may be applying these laws or guidelines differently?
Ma'am, if you have information to the effect that a particular airline is doing what FlySafair is doing, please bring that to the fore. We work with facts, and the allegations that are based before us, before we start an investigation, we go on reasonable suspicion. It's a requirement by law that we cannot willy-nilly start an investigation against everybody or a particular airline. This one comes from the public discourse that we've picked up now. There has been suggestion that it's a widespread conduct, and we welcome even your madam reporting those that you know about to the National Consumer Commission based on your own experience of what you have picked up factually. Then we'll look at that. And we also encourage other South Africans to lodge complaints. Once we have received information where we can form a reasonable suspicion, then we will also conduct those investigations. But right now, we are looking at the conduct of FlySafair.
No, well, I do wish we could have spoken to you much longer to understand some of these points that you in particular have made, but I believe we have to release you. Prudence Muilwa, Head of Complaints and Investigations at the National Consumer Commission.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.